You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 982, hour number 3. We'll start this hour with Roger Reynolds' electroacoustic music featuring a large ensemble. Well, a small ensemble, actually about 5 pieces. And this features the flutist John Fonville on piccolo. Keep his name in mind, we'll hear him in the next piece as well. Roger Reynolds' electroacoustic music for the Ivanov Suite, which was created for Tadashi Suzuki's version of Chekhov's 1887 play, Ivanov. And we follow this piece for called Piccolo Dreams with Robert Scott Thompson, and we'll hear the beginning selections from Thompson's piece The Strong Eye, this is Spontaneity Knows Its Own Discipline, Oceans of Desire, and Real Cage, Cloud of the Unknowing. And this features C flute samples from John Fonville, as well as other instruments, so electroacoustic processing by Robert Scott Thompson at the Danish Institute of Music, Electroacoustic Music, and April, July 1991. And we'll end with a very short piece from Brian Eno called The Space Diary. First, Roger Reynolds, and this is called Piccolo Dream, from the Ivanov Suite, electroacoustic music on New World Records from 1993. That was electroacoustic music by Roger Reynolds. A piece called Piccolo Dream from the Ivanov Suite, which in this case was for Piccolo Alone by Piccolo by John Fonville, who is also from the UC San Diego, along with Roger Reynolds and Stephen Schick and company. Stephen Schick, the percussionist there. That was from a CD entitled Roger Reynolds Electroacoustic Music on New World Records from 1993. Music for
Thank you.
Brian Eno, Space Diary. We began with Roger Reynolds and Piccolo Dream from the Ivanov Suite, electroacoustic music created for Tadashi Suzuki's version of Chekhov's play, Ivanov, and that was included on Electroacoustic Music by Roger Reynolds, New World Records, released in 1993. And among the performers was John Fonville on piccolo in that ensemble. In fact, I believe that was a process, electroacoustically processed piccolo solo for that piece. And John Fonville of University of California, San Diego, appears again, providing the C flute samples for Robert Scott Thompson's Paean to the Creative Force in Mankind, which he calls Strong Eye, and that's from Selections from the Strong Eye. And those three were Spontaneity Knows Its Own Discipline, Oceans of Desire, and A Real Cage, Cloud of the Unknowing. The Strong Eye was released in 1992 on Robert Scott Thompson's own label, Au Courant Records. And again, we ended with Brian Eno and Space Diary. That's actually entitled Space Diary Part 1. And that comes from Spinner, a CD released in 1995 on the All Saints label, featuring Brian Eno collaborating with Ja Wobble. It's all Eno on this one, just synthesizers and treatments by Eno. And we'll continue with electroacoustic music. First, from the Scottish composer Alistair MacDonald, we'll hear a piece called Equivalence. And then not electronic music, so much as, well, some electronics, for a collaboration among John Cage, David Tudor, and Takahisi Kasugi, a piece for Merce Cunningham's dance called Five Stone Wind. And this comes from Music for Merce Cunningham by John Cage on Mode Records from 1991. And following Alistair MacDonald's Equivalence from the Cabinet de Curiosité, released on Empreintes Digitales in 2018, Music for Fixed Media, realized at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama in Glasgow, in 2007. Inspired by Carl Andre's Invisible Part 8, kind of a pile of bricks for a work of art, and rather controversial. I have a link to this on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. After Alistair MacDonald, again from Alistair MacDonald's Equivalence, again Cage, Tudor, and Kasugi, amplified violin, live electronics, and bamboo flute from Takahisi Kasugi, Nine Clay Pots and Tapes by the late Michael Polisi with live electronics by David Tudor for the Merce Cunningham dance, once again called Five Stone Wind from 1998. This was recorded in May of 88 in Washington, D.C. And that comes up in 13 minutes after Alistair MacDonald's Equivalence. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 982, hour number 3.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens episode 982, hour number 3. We're winding down shop. We heard, just heard music from John Cage, David Tudor, and Takehisa Kasugi. Music for Merce Cunningham's dance, Five Stone Wind. And that's for amplified violin, live electronics, bamboo flutes, and clay pots. 9 of them. Along with tapes and more live electronics, featuring also the late Michael Polisi performing on clay pots and tapes thereof. John Cage, music for Merce Cunningham, released on Mode Records in 1991. And we started with Alistair MacDonald and Equivalents, and that comes from a 2018 release on Empreintes Digitales, Cabinet de Curiosité, and that was again called Equivalents, electroacoustic music realized at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama in Glasgow and premiered at the Invisible Art Concert Series in Birmingham, March 31st, 2007. Well, we're going to hear one more for the road. We'll hear from a new Focus Recordings release from 2017, we'll hear Alexander Zygmunt and a piece, well, it's kind of a acronym, which I won't bother with. It's music for a recomposition of music that Zygmunt did for an animation project called Future Creatures. In 2013, collaborating with the animator Yu Jung Huang, and there's links to this on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Again, that's martiangardens.blog. And on this piece, there's a live electronics from Alexander Zygmunt, along with percussion by Eric Derr. This was recomposed in 2014 and again reissued on CD on New Focus Recordings, Future Creatures Remap. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 982. My name's Max, and I'm grateful to have you with me for all this excellent electronic and experimental music. The Martian Gardens blog, again, is martiangardens.blog, and this is Alexander Zygmunt, and music from Future Creatures Remap.